Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun Aleph, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Nun Amid Beis, the two dots, V'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishtai. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu b'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna b'tzara v'ashifya. So we're still in the middle of the Gemara's deep dive into the Mishnah on daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, which mentioned the not such short list of people that are Ein Lahem Chazaka. One member of that list was Loy Le'ish Chazaka B'Nichsei Ishtai, a man who's been machzik in his wife's field for 3 years, and his wife was not Moicha. If he later says, I bought the field from you, the fact that I don't have a shtar is because 3 years have already passed. The halacha is, the 3 years of him living there, even if his wife was not moicha, would not constitute a cheskas gimel shanim. And the reason is, because cheskas gimel shanim is predicated on the umdana, the raglaim ledover, the anan sahadi, that if, in fact, this field does not belong to you, then why wasn't the Ma'arer, why wasn't the Marakama Moicha? So the shtika of the Marakama is always the basis for the Cheskas Gimel Shana. Being that over here the Marakama is this man's wife, there's a svar in the world that says that a woman is maybe not comfortable being Moicha against her husband, even if he's living and being machzik on her field in an inappropriate way, meaning when really he has no right to do so. It's for that reason, if you don't have the raglaim ledover of the marakama shtika, thus the machzik, in this case the husband, would not be able to establish a chazaka. The Gemara said that this halacha is true whether the baal is able to right now eat the peiros of his wife's field, which is usually the case, being that if she owns the field, it's by definition nechsa melug, and Chazal made a takana that the baal is oichel peiros nechsa melug. But the halach of the mission is true, even if the baal ba'odei arusa was mesalik himself from the schus that he has to eat the peiros nechsa melug, and it's based on the fact that regardless of whether he has a schus or doesn't have a schus, a woman is not comfortable being meicha to her husband and saying, my boss, Bahayara, it's for that reason. There's no raglaim ledover from her shtika, therefore you don't have the basic building blocks of what it takes in order to establish a chazaka. Now, one thing the Gemara did say was that it would seem clear that, let's say he could bring Eidim, or he would have a shtar that says that he purchased this field from his wife, then for sure the field would be given to him. Just to explain the question and the diuk a little bit better, it's predicated on the fact that every cheskes gimel shanim has to have a taina, right? In order for a person to establish a chazaka, the chazaka has to be yeshima taina. It's the Mishnah daf mem aleph amud aleph, and really it goes to the core of a lot of the lumdus of understanding how cheskes gimel shanim works. What's the taina? Usually the taina is that it's true you're a marakama, it's true at one point this field belonged to you, however I purchased it from you. If the halacha is that when a man purchases something from his wife, even if there's edim and there's a shtar, we don't take that purchase seriously, then the chazaka is dead on arrival, because what's the chazaka saying? I'll prove to you that I bought it from you, from the fact that I've been living here for 3 years and you are a moicha. Even if you bought it from me, even if there were edim that said you bought it from me, forget about cheskes gimel shanim, which is a raya. You had edim, which is the best raya. Still, we wouldn't give it to you, because maybe if you purchase something from your wife, the mechira is not a mechira. So the Gemara said, that's clear from the Mishnah, that if somebody buys something from his wife, the mechira is a mechira. Why is that even a chiddush? If you buy something from anybody, the mechira is a mechira. It's based on a Mishnah, Masechtas Ksubas, that says that it could be if a woman sells something to her husband, or even if she just signs off on something that her husband sold to somebody else, she could say that I didn't mean this sale in the legitimate sense, rather nachas ruach hasisi labayli. And the Gemara said, you see that although it's true, there is an idea of nachas ruach hasisi labayli, our Mishnah is different. Why is our Mishnah different? Because our Mishnah is talking about nechsim malug. When do we say nachas ruach hasisi labayli? That's if the husband sells something that belongs to him. Even if it's something that he was miyachid for a ksuba, but if he sells something that's his, and he's asking her to consent to it, because the Lekeach is worried that maybe at some point she, who has a lien on it per her ksuba, may take it away from her. Vir, if she consents, you could say Nachas Ruach Hasisi Labayli. If, however, he sells her Nechsem Alug, they're not. That was a recap of the last daf and a half or so. These are real ksubas sugyas, right? Where ksubas meets cheskas habatim. Either way, not the easiest dafin and shas. But the Gemara continues on this theme, talking about this halach of the Mishnah, which said, v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichse yishle, says the Gemara. Is that true? V'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichse yishle, v'amar Rav. Rav said, eshes ish tzricha limchois, that if someone is machzik in a property that belongs to a married woman, she, the eshes ish, has to be moicha. And if she's not moicha, and the machzik is machzik for 3 years, the halach is, he'll establish a cheskes gimel shanah. So the Gemara says, b'mak, when we say that eshes ish tzricha limchois, Rav's the one that said it, what was the more specifics of the case? Ilema ba'achar, was Rav talking about an achar, meaning some strange person, not this married woman's husband, went and was machzik in the married woman's property? And al zeh nemar Rav, eishes ish tzricha limchos, because otherwise, if this person is machzik for 3 years, he's going to establish a chazaka. Can't be, because v'amar Rav, Rav himself said, ein machzikim, benichzei eishes ish, that a strange person can't be machzik, benichzei eishes ish. Now, the Rashbam says that that's pashat, this line of ein machzikim, benichzei eishes ish, is referring to a strange person. Rashbam says, how do I know that? 2 reasons. We'll mention one. Because the Lashon of Rav in Machzikin is a Lashon Rabin. So it sounds like there's a Rabin that you would have thought maybe could be Machzik Benichse Eishnes Ish. Kamash Malon in Machzikin. This Rabin can't. Now, if Rav is talking about the woman's husband is one person. It's not a Rabin, right? Even Pre-Cherim the Rabbeinu Gershon, a man can have more than one wife, but a woman can't have more than one husband. So ein machzik in b'loshen rabim is obviously talking about achar. So when Rav said eishes ish tzricha limchais, it can't be talking about where an achar is being machzik, because Rav himself said ein machzik in b'nichsei eishes ish. Now why would the halacha be ein machzik in b'nichsei eishes ish? So the Rashbam says, because the woman assumes that, why should I have to be moicha? Let my husband be moicha. Meaning, I'm a married woman. My husband has a responsibility to take care of me, as I state in the ksuba. And if that's the case, my husband's probably going to be moicha. Not just that, the husband has a schus of the peiris nachsim alug. So if someone's machzik in the property of an eishes ish, essentially the person's also being machzik in the property of the husband, because the husband is a shutif. He has the kinyan peiris. So Rav said, ein machzikim benichsei eishes ish, the fact that the eishes ish knew about it and wasn't moicha is not a raglaim ledover that the machzik actually bought it, because she was relying on her husband. So what did Rav then mean when he said eishes ish tzricha limchas? It's pashut. You have to say babao. What he meant was eishes ish tzricha limchais from her husband. Doesn't stem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah said v'lo yilish chazaka b'nichsei ishto. In other words, the Gemara is asking that Rav said eishes ish tzricha limchais, which l'chura means that if a married woman's husband is machzik in her property, which by definition means nechsem alug, the halacha is that if he does so for 3 years and she wasn't moicha, he would establish a chazaka, which would seem to be blatantly contradicted by the topic of the last few dafin. This halacha of the Mishnah of v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichse yishte, says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, l'olam abal. You're right. Rav's halacha of eishnes ish tzricha limchois is talking about her husband. Aye, the Mishnah says, v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichse yishte, g'gein shechafa b'boy reshichinu ma'ares. The Mishnah that says v'loy l'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishto is talking about a regular traditional chazaka. He's being nal gadol paratz, as opposed to the member of Rav that said eishes ish tzricha limchos is talking about where the husband didn't just come and do a regular chazaka, but what he did was he was digging b'yrois and shichin u'ma'arois. He was being makalkal. He was being machriv. He was being destructive. Over there, it's expected for the woman to be moicha, and if she's not moicha and the husband does this, then the husband's going to be able to establish a chazaka. So Rav is not contradicting the Mishnah. In fact, he's commenting on the Mishnah and he's qualifying the halacha of the Mishnah, and in a not such subtle way. The Mishnah says, "V'loy lish chazaka b'nichsei ishtoi zok Rav." Not always. That's true if he's just living there merrily. If, however, he comes and he starts being destructive, then already eishes ish tzricha limchais. But the Gemara says, "V'am Rav Nachman." You can't say that teretz. You know why? Because Rav Nachman said, "I'm Rabbi Rabu in the name of Rabbi Ravua." A very general halacha that is really nogeya gans chesk sabatim, and that is ein chazokol in a zokin. That if somebody is machzik in somebody else's field for 3 years, and he is destructive while he's being machzik in the field, the chazoka is not a chazoka. Meaning, loy mi baya, a husband can make a chazoka, but ichse ishtoy if he's damaging the field. Nobody can make a chazaka if you're damaging the field. In chazaka l'nezak, says Rashbam, why? What would be pshat in such halacha? So he says it's based on one of the critical halachas in Cheskes Abatim, and that is the only time a chazaka is a chazaka is if you're machzik the machaske inchi. Meaning, if you shtel bailus at my house, that establishes a chazaka. But being that bailum don't usually destroy their property, so although technically what you're doing is even more aggressive, but counterintuitively, that's not enough to establish a chazaka. Because chazaka is established when you machzik kid machaske inchi. But you can't make an akimta in Rav's halacha eshesish tzricha limchais, where it was nezakin, because by nezakin, Rav Nachman already said, ein chazaka l'nezakin. So the Gemara says no. Although it's true, Rav Nachman said, ein chazaka l'nezakin, he didn't mean what the Gemara thinks it meant. Rather, ema ein din chazaka l'nezakin. Maybe he meant just the opposite. Avada, you can make a chazaka b'nezakin. Because if you machzik kid machaske inchi, where you just living there merrily, it establishes a chazaka. Certainly, like the svara is, if you're going to be mekalkulit, that's more of an impetus for the ma'ara to have to be moicha. And if he wasn't moicha, there's a raglaim l'dav that really belongs to the machzik. So what then did Rav Nachman mean when he said ein chazaka l'nezakin? He meant ein din chazaka l'nezakin. Zok Rashbam, you don't need 3 years. Ordinarily, chazaka requires 3 years. Over here, you're not going to need 3 years. Pisoim. Take a fumiyad. If you see someone in your field and he is destroying the field and you're not moicha, that immediately says that there is going to be a chazaka. Iba yaseima. Alternatively, you could say another pshat of what Rav Nachman meant, and that is Rav Itmar Allah. Don't you know that Rav Mori said with regards to Rav Nachman's halacha bekutra that it's talking about smoke. Rav Zvid amar. Rav Zvid said regarding Rav Nachman's halacha the beis hakise that it's talking about a beis hakise. What does this mean? So the Rashbam says kvar pirashnu b'layachbar, that what this means I already explained in Perek Layachbar. Now this Rashbam, incidentally, from an academic perspective, is a very interesting Rashbam, and the reason is because we don't have the Rashbam on Layachbar. We still had Rashi in Perek Layachbar, and it's mavur from this Rashbam. This is not the only Rashi. That the Rashbam had written his pirish on the first part of Masechtas Bava Basra as well. Meaning, when we did the raid by the Rashbam, we talked a little bit about this. Why do we have Rashbam and Bava Basra and not, for example, Rashbam and Bava Kam and Bava Metziah? Is the pshat because we don't have Rashi and Bava Basra. And being that we don't have Rashi and Bava Basra, or we have Rashi up until Chavtes Amid Aleph, Sham Meis Vesham Nikbar Rashi, like we said. So it could be it's for that reason the Rashbam picked up with the Zeder Rashi left off and he started writing his Pirish. Although maybe there was Rashbam on other Masechtas as well. We used the Rashbam on Bava Basra because we needed on Bava Basra because we don't have Rashi. Meaning the Rashbam wrote on Bava Basra because we didn't have Rashi, or maybe the Rashbam wrote on other Masechtas. Rashbam's cheshbon of writing on Bava Basra maybe wasn't related to this. The reason we have Rashbam and Bava Basra, that was transcribed with Deiris, whereas his other Pirusha maybe got lost, is because we needed it on Bava Basra, thus the Talmidim would write it, as opposed to on other Masechtas. This is a Raya Al Kaponim that there was for sure Rashbam on the first part of Bava Basra, regardless. So what did the Rashbam say on Bava Basra? Or empirical Yachbar of Bava Basra. What he said was that when Rav Nachman said in Chazakon L'Rezakin, he wasn't even talking about Cheskas Raya. He wasn't talking about Cheskas Gimel Shana. Rather, what he was talking about was a completely different idea. He was talking about Cheskas Tashmishin. So what's Cheskas Tashmishin? If somebody uses somebody else's item and the person's not Moicha, that establishes a Chazakah. It's related to Cheskas Raya, but it's what's known as Cheskas Tashmishin. And said Rav Nachman that although there's a concept of Cheskas Tashmishin, but in Chazakah and Azakah, if you use somebody else's thing, but you use it in a way where you're damaging it, so over there you can't establish a Chazakah. So for example, if you have a store next to your neighbor's property where smoke emanates from your store and it's damaging the wall or some aspect of the property of your neighbor, you don't establish a cheskas tashmishin, even if the neighbor wasn't moicha. Or if you have a beis hakise, an outhouse, that's right next to your neighbor's property and it's causing damage, you don't establish a chazaka. It's counterintuitive. You would think, certainly over here, the person should have been moicha, right? But the svara, this is all part of what's mavur in Layachbar, is that being that it's so obvious that nobody would agree to it, meaning you don't even have to be moicha. Sometimes the macha is so obvious as medafnish afilo moicha zayn, and that's why you don't have the cheskas tashmishin. But the bottom line is what the Gemara just said was, is that Rav said Ishes ish tzricha limchos. The Gemara thinks it's for sure talking about keneged her husband. Has the with our Mishnah. V'loyla ish chazaka benichsei ishtoi. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, kigoyin shechafa b'boyr shichun ma'aris. That the Mishnah that says that ish can't be machzik benichsei ishtoi is talking about if the husband is behaving normally. When Rav said, it's talking about where he was causing damage. The Gemara said, how does Hashem with Rav Nachman said in the name Rav Ravua, ein chazaka l'nezakin? The Gemara said two terutzim to that kasha. The first terutz is, what does it mean, ein chazaka l'nezakin? Ein din chazaka l'nezakin. Avada, you can make a chazaka. Nor, you could even make a chazaka quicker than it ordinarily would take. Usually it takes 3 years to make a chazaka. That's din chazaka. Over here, ain't din chazaka l'nezakin. You can make the chazaka right away. Iba Yisema, where Rav Nachman said, ain't chazaka l'nezakin. He wasn't talking about cheskas gimel shanim. He was talking about cheskas tashmishin. He was talking about bekutra bebeis akisei. And over there, ain't chazaka l'nezakin. But as it relates to cheskas gimel shanim, yeah. Thus, the first mahalach of had to be miyashiv rav with our Mishnah is Rava. And that is, v'loy lish chazaka b'nichsei. Ishta is talking about regular chazaka. When Rav said, it means to her husband, there is a time that a husband could make a chazaka. When is that? It's talking about in the event that he was mazik. Rabbi Yosef is the second teretz. Rabbi Yosef said, La'olam ba'achem. La'olam, Rav holds, V'loilish chazaka b'nichsei ishtoi is always true. Not only if he's being mazik in a regular way, but even if he's being what then did Rav mean when he said Eishes ish tzricha limchois? What he meant was ba'achar. What was the problem with saying that? Because Rav himself said ein machzik minichsei eishes ish, and ein machzik is a lashon rabim, and it's muchach that Rav holds that a married woman never has to be moicha because she could say I was relying on my husband. Says the Gemara. Rav Yosef continued and said, ukegoin the case nisha achla mixas chazaka b'chayabal, where this man started being machzik, this acher, during the lifetime of her husband, above the sholish la'achar mises abal, but then he. The husband died, and he continued to be machzik, and he was machzik a full 3 years after the misa of the husband. So it's a case where somebody's being machzik b'nichsei eishes ish, because the chazaka started when she was an eishes ish, but at the same time, you don't have the umdina of why were you not moicha because of the fact that I was relying on my husband, because he continued to be machzik after he already died. And he was machzik another 3 years. So it's considered being machzik b'nechzei eishes ish. But over here, you don't have that svara that she could say, I was relying on my husband. Because what do I mean? There were 3 years where, unfortunately, you didn't have a husband. And then already you were supposed to be moicha. And it's in that case, the halacha is eishes ish tzricha limchos. So ein machzik b'nechzei eishes ish, that's if the husband's alive. Eishes ish tzricha limchos, if he was alive, then he died, and the machzik continued to be machzik. Now, the Gemara is going to give a shtickle Torah why, in fact, the case is that in that case, eishes ish tzricha limchos. Why do you need a shtickle Torah? So there's a long Rashbam. It's the last Rashbam on the Yomid that explains it. So Ayin Shom, if you want to go through it thoroughly. But basically, what the Rashbam says is that being that when this person began to be machzik, the chazaka wasn't a chazaka, her shtika wasn't a shtika. Why? Because at that point, her husband was alive. So even after he dies, we should assume that she weiter should not have to be moicha, and anything that he's being machzik at that point shouldn't be good either. And the reason is, says the Rashbam, because everybody knows that a baal could sell the nechsa melug of his wife, but he could only sell it for the payrus. Once he dies, at that point, it really reverts back to her. So the Gemara is tining that she should not have to be meicha because it should be self-evident that that mechira was not a mechira. Now, if this ma'ara would have purchased the kinyan haguf from this married woman, who's now an almana, then enochinami, it would be his. But being that it was sold at a time where, as far as we know, he had never bought it from her, so based on that, even now that the husband died, the chazaka should be a flawed chazaka, and just like she didn't have to be meicha while her husband was alive, she shouldn't have to be meicha now either. Stating that, Rav came to be mechadish, that eshesish tzricha limchais, and the reason is, here's the punchline, because migu dibayu amar lo, anoz avinta minach, because the ma'ar has a migu. The migu is, he could have said, that I bought it from you, right? Every time a person's machzik gimel shanim, he's coming with a taina, and he's saying, I bought it from you. Now, this person is not saying, I bought it from you. Why not? Because he's saying that I bought it from your husband. That's seemingly what he was saying the whole time. Meaning, migu that he could have said, I bought it from you. He could have said, I bought out the kinyan haguf chelik that you own. Even if he doesn't say that, he's still going to be believed. Meaning, what is he saying? He's saying, I bought it from your husband who bought it from you. But the point is that although it's true that Rav said, that's talking about if the husband was alive. Once the husband dies, now if he tacks on a cheskas gimel shanim, when the husband was not alive, that already establishes a chazaka. Why is that even a chiddush? So that's this long, hard Rashbam. Boils down to amigu, says the Gemara. But the bottom line is, that's the way we're miyasha Rav. So again, we had Rav's memra of Eishas Ish Tzricha Limchais, and the Gemara jumped on it. Eishas Ish Tzricha Limchais had a tzricha with the Mishnah that says, V'loy le'ish chazaka b'nechse ishtoy. In short, there's two terutz. One terutz is that the Mishnah is talking about where the husband's being machzik in a regular way, whereas Rav is talking about where the husband was machzik, where he was chayfer by reshichon amaris. I had a little bit of a problem with that, because had his shtim with Rav Nachman's halacha of ein chazaka l'nezakin. Okay, the second teretz that the Gemara gave is that when Rav said eshesh tzricha limchais, it meant not if the husband is being machzik, but if an acher, a third party, is being machzik. But enochinami, if the husband is being machzik, loy leish chazaka benichse yishtei. So as a postscript to all of this, gufa. Amar Rav, Rav said, ein machzikin benichse yishtei. Now again, notice the Lashon Rabim. So this means if a third party would come and be machzik in the nechosim of an eishtei, the chazaka would not be a chazaka. V'dayne goyla, amru, the dayanim in the goyla, in the exile said, so the Rosh and says, who are the Dainei Goyla? It's Shmuel and Karna, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Yitzayin Amadeus. That Gemara mentions all the different expressions that you find in Shas and who they're referring to. So the Dainei Goyla is Shmuel and Karna. Either way, they said Machzikin. So essentially, it's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's a roundabout way of coming to it. Rav and the Dainei Goyla, but Rav says, Ein Machzikim Enichse Eshesish, and the Dayanim of the Goyla said Machzikim. Amar Rav, Rav said, Halacha ki Dainei Goyla. Rav, who said, Ein Machzikim Enichse Eshesish, said the Halacha is like the Dainei Goyla, who said, Machzikim Beishesish. Amar Lei, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, the Rav. So Rav Kahana, Rav Asi told Rav, Hoda Be Mar Mishmaite, was the Rebbe Chayzer? I mean, it sounds like you were Chayzer. Amar Lusi told him, Mistabra Amri ki the Rav Yosef. No, when I said that the halacha is like the Dainei Goyla, it's because I think the Dainei Goyla be'etzem amoyed to me. I think they agree ein machzik b'nechse yeshesish. Ein machzik b'nechse yeshesish is based on a svara. I relied on my husband to be moicha, thus my shtik is not a raglaim ledover to your chazaka. They said machzik, and I think they were talking about a case where the chazaka started while the woman was an yeshesish, but then the husband died, and then the machzik was machzik 3 years, not during the lifetime of the husband, but rather b'faneha, which was Rabbi Yosef's teretz, if you remember, to be miyashiv, what Rav meant when he said, eishesish tzvichalim chos. So I, who hold a machzik menichse eishesish, am moida that there's a time that what, eishesish tzvichalim chos. When is that? Where Rabbi Yosef explained it, where the chazaka ended up being 3 years b'faneha, and I think that's what Dainei Goyla meant when they said machzik menichse eishesish, and that's why I said halacha ke Dainei Goyla, because I don't think the Dainei Goyla are actually arguing with me. I think that it's true, in machzik menichse eishesish, there is a time of machzik, and that's what the Goyla are referring to. What's the case with Yosef Sakimta? And as a result, I wasn't chayzer from anything. I just don't even think that there was ever a machlokes. Either way, we're up to the next case in the Mishnah, which is me'inyin le'inyin ba'usin. So the Mishnah said, v'loy le'ish chazaka b'nichse yishtai. And then it said, v'loy le'isha chazaka b'nichse b'ayla. That if a married woman is machzik in her husband's field for 3 years, he knows about it, he was quiet, he wasn't moicha, and then she comes and she says, I bought it from you. So the halacha is that it would not be a cheskas gimel shanim. Ordinarily, traditionally, in all cases, in cheskas habatim it is, but being that we're dealing with a husband and a wife, not. And the reason is because your cheskas gimel shanim is predicated on a raglaim ledover. If it's not true that it's yours, had your husband allow you day after day, week after week, to watch you shtel bailus on his property, he should have protested. The Teretz says no, because they were happily married, and that's why he didn't protest. So you want to know if in a chayshem mishpat it was a ois gehalten azach? Of course not. But at the same time, you can't expect him to protest. And being that you can't expect him to protest, so it's for that reason you don't have the raglaim ledavar cheskas gemoshanim. So if she's living there for 3 years and now she says I bought it, there's no shtar because 3 years already passed. The halacha is the 3 years would not establish a raya that is in fact hers. It's so obvious. Now, why is it so obvious? Because given the Islam mizayni hu deka achla, being that the halacha is that a husband has a responsibility to provide his wife with mizaynis, right? It says in the Torah, she'era ksusa va'inasa. What does she'era mean? She'er means mizaynis. Big shayla, if it's the reisa, or the pasuk's only in asmachta, it's the rabbanon. But either way, there's a chiyuv for a husband, for sure, to be mefarnes's wife. So if she's in his field, there's a havamina that he was supposed to be. She has a right to be in his field. She has a right to take the payers. Why? Because of the chiyuv mezoinus that he has. And if that's the case, how could her being there be in any way some sort of raglaim ledavar that it's hers? If you're in a property that you have no right to be in, and the owner knows about it and he's not moicha, at some point that establishes a raglaim ledavar that it's probably a property that you do have a right to be in. But you don't have a right to be in. Oh, you're probably telling the truth when you say that you bought it. But if you have a right to be there, then you're being there, and the owner's knowing about it and not being moicha can't in any way be a raya that it's yours. Fakir, you're there because you have a right to be there. That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara says like tzrich. It's talking about the yichad la'ara achriti l'mazayin. It's talking about where the husband was miyachid another piece of property for her for mazayinus. As a result, this is just like one of his investment properties. It's true he has a chiyah mazayinus. He was already miyachid a piece of property every day, three times a day. You're going to come. You're going to get meals and snacks, and you're going to take it from those trees and from that fool. This is not one of those properties. Being that this is not one of those properties. So it's for that reason, in this case, she had no right to be there. And therefore, you would have thought that his shtika is a raya that she really purchased it. Kamash malon, v'loyli isha b'nichse b'ilot. The Rishonim speak out that really the Gemara could have answered this question the same way the Gemara answered this question when it was discussing the earlier part of the Mishnah. Right, this kasha of v'loyli isha b'nichse b'ilot pshita is the identical question that the Gemara asked v'loyli ish chazaka b'nichse ishtai pshita. There the Gemara was coming from the fact that a husband has a right to be in his wife's Nechsamalog, because he owns the payers of Nechsamalog. So pshita, that he can't establish a chazaka. Here the Gemara is saying that a woman has a right to be in the husband's field because the husband has a chiyuv to support her. What was the Gemara's teretz when the Gemara said pshita on v'loidush chazaka menichse yishtoi? It's talking about where he was mesalik himself. Here too, the Gemara could have said it's talking about where the husband's not being mefarneser, right? A woman could say, eini nizoynus v'eini yoysa. Right? You have all these sugyas and shas. But the Gemara said, I'm all pashta teretz. It's talking about where he is supporting her, but at the same time, he was yichala arachrit. But the Gemara asks another question. Again, this mirrors literally the previous sugya that we learned. Haraya yesh. One thing you see from the Mishnah is that in the event, a man would say that, or a woman would say, that I purchased a piece of property from my husband, and she has a raya that she purchased it. Eidim, a shtar, then for sure we would assume that the transaction was a legitimate transaction. Now, where do you see it? Let's just chazer this over again. Because if we're saying that a woman can't have a cheskes raya, and she's not nemon per the fact that she's been living in this property for 3 years and the husband knew about it and was shoysik, to establish that she actually bought this from her husband, what you see is that al kolponim, if we knew for sure that she purchased it from her husband, the mechira would be a legitimate mechira. Because even if she can prove that she purchased it from her husband for some ulterior reason, we assume that mechira is not a mechira, then this discussion of whether she can come with a chazaka she'eshi mataina is dead on arrival, right? So from the fact that there's a discussion over here whether or not a woman could be machzik b'nichsei b'ayla, whether she's nemon with a taina l'kachtia mimcha, based on the fact that I've been living there for 3 years and you are a meichel, so that's a riot that if she would have a real raya, forget cheskes gemoshon, maybe that's not a raya, but if she had a for sure a good raya, that the raya would be a raya. But what's the Gemara's kasha lema? Why can't the husband say legluye zuzi hu debay, mechudish tegetaina, which is tucked away, Nothing's really tucked away. But tucked away in Bava Basra, no, not. Nothing's tucked away in Ches Ksavatim, I should say. But at the same time, says the Gemara, maybe I can argue that even if we had Eidim and there's a Shtar Mechira and we know for sure without a question, Yudkim Shtaris, that this transaction took place, maybe still the transaction shouldn't be a good transaction. What do you mean? The woman bought this from her husband. She took cash, gave it to the husband. The way everything happened the way it was. Maybe the husband can tell her that when I sold it to you, I didn't really mean to sell it to you. And the only reason I went along with the sale is because I thought you were hiding money from me. Now, why would a woman hide money from her husband? I mean, the short answer would be because the husband gets peiros nechsim aluk from everything that she owns. So the husband could always tell her that maybe I thought you were hiding it from me. And I was trying to come up with a way to prove that you really have my money. So I had a patent. I'm going to sell my property to you. Wink, wink. And when I sell it to you, you're going to come to the closing with a check. And then I'm going to expose this money that you've been hiding. So says the Gemara, L'chura, even if there were Edom, even if there's a raya, even if there's a shtar that says that she just bought this from her husband, I think it, maybe it still shouldn't be good. Now from the Mishnah, you see, yeah, her raya-yesh. But why can't the husband tie the glue Yesuzi who the boy? So the Gemara says, Shama Mina, I think from here you could bring a raya. Good have a Mina, nice attempt. But at the same time, says the Gemara, L'chura, from the Mishnah, you see that you wouldn't say that. And to the contrary, if we knew for sure that the mechira took place, we would assume it's a good mechira. We don't say leglu yezuzi hu debai. The Gemara says lie. Maybe not. Maybe really there is a good svar of leglu yezuzi hu debai. And the truth is, we're going to see, literally, the ensuing Gemara is going to get into a real discussion. Do we say leglu yezuzi? Do we not say leglu yezuzi? And b'maskonas haGemara, when we finish today's daf, what we're going to see is that really it's a machlokes amayron. In fact, the Rambam paskins the halacha of l'gluzi zuzi with the boy. So this it really is a very legitimate smart. But the Gemara says it could be it's not mufrak from the Mishnah. Because like I'll tell you, there is a... Maybe there is no svara of l'gluzi zuzi with the boy. I, says the Gemara, if that's the case, ema haraya yesh mishtar matana. What then does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that a woman can't make a chazaka? It sounds like that underlying taina of the chazaka is a taina. Because again, if the underlying taina is not a taina, then the chazaka is a chazaka she'enim a taina, then this is sort of dead on arrival anyways. I'll tell you what. Chazaka she'eshim a taina means what? So the Mishnah discussed it on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. An example is where the Machzik tells the Ma'arid that I know you're the Marakama, but I purchased the property from you. Another example is where the Machzik tells the Marakama, I know that you're the Marakama, but Nasata Libe Matana, you gave it to me as a gift. If she would say I bought it, and a Chanami, that taina in and of itself wouldn't be a taina. And Afilu Raya, because at the end of the day, he could always say, L'gluya Zuzi Hudabai. But what if she's saying not, I own this because I bought it from you. I own this because you gave it to me by Matana. If that's her taina, he can't count her and say, L'gluya Zuzi Hudabai, because she's saying, I never paid you for it. Fakir, there's no Aiden that are saying that in the world that know of a Mechira, because she's not even claiming that there was a Mechira. If her Taina would be Lekachtiya Mimcha, could be Anachanami, there wouldn't be a Chazaka. Because even if it's MS Lekachtiya Mimcha, even if we had Aiden Raya for it, still at the same time, he could always Taina Glu Yezuzi Hudabai. This that the Mishnah had to say, V'loy Le'isha Chazaka B'nichzei Baila, is talking about a case where she Taina was B'matana. Zok the Mishnah, she can't make a chazaka because his imacha is not a raya to anything. It's mashma haraya yesh, yeah, haraya yesh and a matana. There's no question. Because then you don't have the svara of leglule snuze hudabai. Either way, here comes the discussion of leglule snuze. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, they have a mar gabon ba'urta betchuma. You know, we missed you last night in Beis Medrash. Now, mina milim al yasa. So Rav Nachman's talking to Rav Huna. He tells him, you know, you weren't in Beis Medrash last night. You missed milim al yasa. There was geshmaka things going on. Amalei my milim al yasa amritu. So Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, tell me, what did I miss? So he says, I'm going to tell you what you missed. You know what came out in Beis Medrash? Hamoicha sada le'ishtoi. If somebody sells a field to his wife, Kansa, she's koinit, v'loy, amrinon, l'geluye zuze hudabai. And we do not say l'geluye zuze hudabai. That's what came out. This halacha mamish. You could have thought there's a svar of l'geluye zuze hudabai, and therefore if somebody sells something to his wife, he can taina that the mechir is not a mechir. I never really meant it. I wasn't gomer amakni. So that was what came out of Beis Medrash. That amoy chesad l'ishtay kansa, she's koinit, and we do not say l'geluye zuze hudabai. Amalei. So Rav Huna heard this halacha, and he told him, Shita, I mean, it's so pasha to me. Now, first glance, if you wouldn't go weiter, you would say, it's pshita, there's no such svar of glule zuze hudabai, I don't know what you're talking about. But that's not what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said like this, dal zuze mehacha v'tiknim b'shtar. Usually when somebody sells a field, there's a shtar, right? There's usually a shtar. You want to memorialize the field, right? Pesach Sabbatim is very predicated on that. Every single time a person claims that I bought this piece of property, we ask him, ach v'shtarcha, right? So the point is that usually there's a shtar. If there's a shtar, says Rav Huna to Rav Nachman, even if you want a taina, there is a svar of leglule zuzi hudabai, still the mechira should be a mechira. You know why? Because the shtar should serve as a shtar kinyan. Miloy Tnan, did we not learn in a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, Mechasim Shiesh Lenachrayis, such as Karka, Niknim Bekesef, Ubishtaru Bechazaka. Now, Metalton's not Niknim Bishtar, but Karka is Niknim Bishtar. So Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, I understand. You, Chevra, was sitting in a smedjish last night, and you were hacking, yeah, Leglu Yezuzi, not Leglu Yezuzi, regarding a man who sells a field to his wife. If somebody sold the field, it was probably a shtar. See, even if the Zuzi itself means nothing, because Leglu Yezuzi, who the boy, but let the shtar work as a Kenyan. Now, the Rashi Bam jumps on that very obvious kinich, and that is that, one second, if there's a svar of leglule zuzi hudabai, so just because there's a shtar, really shouldn't impact anything. What's the point? The point is that if I'm selling something to you and you're giving me money, it means I didn't really mean to sell it to you. I wasn't gamar makni. Even though there was kesef, and nechassim sheesh l'anachrayis hanikten bekesef, yeah, but it was leglule zuzi hudabai. And even though I wrote a shtar, because that's derech hamoichrin. So I understand what you mean. If the money is not a raya, even though nechasim shleishim achrayis haniknes bekesef, because of a svar leglul yezuzi, and the shtar should neither be a raya, because although nechasim shleishim achrayis haniknes b'shtar, yeah, but the whole purpose, this is a sham transaction. It was all a setup. It was my way of exposing this money that I believe you've been hiding from it. So the Rashbam asks the Kasha, but the Rashbam says that at the end of the day, if this transaction is not a real transaction, you should not have written a shtar. The Rashbam's lashon is, v'holekele meymar, da iloi kosav l'shtar lehavi yav ezuzi, ilugluy ezuzi nischav in gam b'ksivis hashtar, dechol kach loy masik in ishadayte. A real transaction comes along with a shtar. The fact that there's a shtar is a raya, that it's a real transaction, and that debunks the whole leglule zuzi hudabai. But the bottom line is, this was Rav Huna's kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, you missed that a major chiddush. There was a whole tumult of amoicher sada leishtai kansa or loy kansa. We came out kansa, and we don't say leglule zuzi hudabai. And you see what you miss? If you miss one night in this medrash. So Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, the mechilas kfoid, Teiroscha, I don't understand what the whole chiddush over here is. Because even if you want to tell me that there is a svara of leglule zuzi hudabai, but it can't be true by a moicher sada leishtai, and the reason is because dal zuzi mehacha v'tik nishtara. Being that the shtar would work anyway, so even if there was a svara of leglule zuzi, you would be kind of with shtar. Amalei. So Rav Nachman responded to Rav Huna, and he told him, one second, you're telling me that there's no chiddush because nechasim sheish l'anachreis anikna v'shtar. So dal zuzi mehachi, forget the money, where maybe there's a question because of the glule zuzu dabai, you have the shtar. He says, but don't you know what Shmuel said on that Mishnah? The only time the chasin sheish machrais and nikness b'shtar is if the shtar is a shtar matana. Ava b'shtar mecha lekona chitin leidom meho. But shtar mecha, you can't be koina without mom. Now, what's the svara that a shtar mecha should be different? Meaning, if the chasin sheish machrais and nikness b'shtar, all you need to do is write on a piece of paper that I'm selling it to you, that I'm being makne to you. So what's the difference if it's a matana? What's the difference if it's a mecher? So it's mavur in the sugi mesachtes kedushin. That's where this comes from. Kedushin chavav amad aleph. That there's an idea that a moicher doesn't want to be gomeru makni unless he gets his money. So you're right. Mitzad the asset shaboy, there's no reason it shouldn't be nikness b'shtar. But there's a svarah, there's an umden in the veld that says that I probably didn't mean to be makni to you unless you're going to give me the money. Meaning, I'm not tano, you're not getting money anyway. So there you're makni with the shtar. But a mecher where you're expecting to get money, so you're not makni unless you get the shtar. But the Gemara says, in other words, let's just follow the paper trail. So Rav Huna tells Rav Nachman that I don't understand the grace and nayas of Amoicha Sada Leishtoi Kansa V'lo Yamrina Leglu Leizuzi, because anyways it's Kansa based on the Shtar. Zok Rav Nachman Sirik Sirafuna. No, we're dealing with a mecher over here. And when you're dealing with a mecher, there really is no shtar. Even when you write the shtar is not koine. The only thing that could be koine is the zuzi. Thus, you have to know. Could you be koine with the zuzi? Or can you not be koine with the zuzi? But Rav Huna told Rav Nachman back, V'laf Moisef Rav Hamnuna. No, Rav Hamnuna already asked the kasha on what Shmuel said. I mean, you're telling me that shtar doesn't work by mecher based on Shmuel's memro, but don't you know Rav Hamnuna asked the kasha on Shmuel? What did he say? B'shtar Ketz, from the following braisa, B'shtar Ketz, how exactly does Kinyan shtar work? If he wrote on a niyar, a piece of paper, or on a earthenware shard, even if the underlying chaspa is not worth a pruta, if he wrote sadai mechur lecha, sadai knui lecha, hareza mechura, then a sunnah. So it's mefurish that what? It's mefurish that kinyan shtar works even by a mechira, right? Because kasav le'an aliyar sadai mechura. And sadai nesuna. So you see mefurish that it works. So you're asking me, or you're coming back to me, Rav Nachman, based on Shmuel's memra. Don't you know that Shmuel was already upgefrakt, but Rav Nachman told him back, that's not Shmuel. Shmuel was gefrakt, but not upgefrakt. There was a kasha that was asked on Shmuel, but the Gemara answered. In fact, the Gemara gave two terus. First terus says, v'lavum moisav lavum mefarakal. Rav Hamnun himself, after he asked the kasha, he answered it. He said, b'moicha sadeo mepnei ra'asa. That braisa is talking about where somebody sold a field, because the field was a bad field. A bad field, there we assume that he's gomer u'makni, even if he doesn't get the money. Again, what's the reason that Shmuel would have even said that a shtar mechira in and of itself doesn't work? Meaning that if you're selling a field to somebody, you need the money, but the shtar itself is not going to work. It's based on the fact that the person is not gomer u'makni. When are you not gomer u'makni? That's if it's something you're not 100% sure you want to sell. You're selling it for whatever reason. So when you get the money, that's when you're going to be gomer u'makni. But if you're selling the field because it's a bad field, so over there you're gomer u'makni immediately. But the point is that it's true there is a time that if you sell a field, even b'shtar, the kinyan's going to be a kinyan, but there are also times where it's not going to be a kinyan. So it's negeya to know the halacha of hamoicher sada le'ishtay kantsav le'amrina l'gluya zuzay hu dabai in a case where you're selling a field and it's not l'pnei rasa. Rav Ashi Yama, Rav Ashi said a different pshat in that braisa. He said, b'matana b'kesh litnoloi, really that braisa that says b'shtar ketzad, where the person says sada mechur l'cha, it's not talking about where he was really selling it. It's not what the case was. It's talking about where he was just giving it. So why did he say sada mechur l'cha? The reason it v'lo mekasav le'belosh ha'mecher, why did he write belosh ha'mecher? K'dei li'afes koichoi, to give him a yipoy koyach. Where would it be negeya? The yipoy koyach? The yipoy koyach would be negeya. If l'kuchais come and they say that this person had no right to give you this gift because I have a claim towards it. So to the extent that you get it as a lekeach, you're going to have better schosim. The bottom line is that lo'olam Shmuel's memra and Shmuel's halacha of if somebody sells a field, the kinyan would not go into effect al yedei shtar. You would need the actual money. Does have a basis, and it's therefore, it was important to say that Amoicher Sada Leishnoi Kansav Aleyam Rinon Ligluye Zuzehu Dabai. Right, what was Rav Huna's kasha on this? It's so obvious because typically Al Shtar. The Teretz Shmuel said it's not so poshut that Shtar works. Shtar works by Matana, it doesn't work by Mechir. We have a Bryce that's Mashma works even by Mechir. Either by Moicher Sada Bnei Rasa or that Bryce was really Matana, it wasn't really a Mechir. But what's the bottom line? Rav Nachman's halacha. Rav Nachman said that in Beis Medrash there was Nimnu Vagamru Amoicher Sada Leishnoi Kansav V'loi amrinon ligeluye zuzehu debay. Says the Gar Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Love it, mino eved. If somebody borrows money from his eved, v'shichra, and then he freed him. Mino isha, if somebody borrowed money from his wife, v'girsha, and he gave her a get, ein lohen olav klom. Meaning, even though this person just borrowed money from his eved, he borrowed money from his wife, now that they're free, they can't come and they can't say, you owe me money, right? That's not something they're allowed to do. My time, but what's the reason? Meaning, I don't know, he borrowed money from them. So if he borrowed money from them, he's a loiva. So why is there no chiv to return the loan? Probably because we say that although there was a halva that took place, it wasn't a legitimate halva. Because when he went that he borrowed the money, he didn't really mean to borrow the money. What he meant just was to expose. It was l'glu le'zuzeh hu d'bay. So says the Gemara, don't you see from here that there's a sfar of l'glu le'zuzeh hu d'bay? Rav Nachman said that in Beis Medrash we came out, isn't this price? Yeah, now it's not the same transaction. In Beis Medrash, Rav Nachman's transaction was talking about a mechira. Over here, we're talking about a halva, but the Gemara doesn't see why should there be a difference. At the end of the day, the tzad hashav is that in both times, the husband was able to tell his wife, aha, the hastach yageld, right? You see, you have money. You have money to buy, you have money to lend me. So there's a svar in the world of l'glu le'zuzeh hu debay, but the Gemara says, I hear, Abishani Yosim, it could be there really is a difference between a mechira and between a halva, tolei nichale, l'shavye, nafshe, eved, loyva, le'ishmalva. People like buying, but people don't like borrowing. So where you're borrowing, so then already we say, one second, why would this person want to be a loyva? Eved, loyva, le'ishmalva. He's probably not so interested in that. He's doing it, oh, probably the gluya zuzehu debai. So the svara of the gluya zuzehu debai is a svara, but it has to be in conjunction, in tandem, betzir of some other svara. So we have an umdana. We wake up in the morning saying, you're not interested in being alive. Ah, you borrowed money from your wife. Oh, probably. But that umdana, that first umdana, you don't have when you buy something. Because people do like to buy things. So all you have is the svara of l'glu ezuzi v'dabai. So l'glu ezuzi v'dabai is not a svara in and of itself. But if you want to take that svara and you want to be mitzarif it with something else, then already it is going to work. Zok Tamar, Shalach Rav Huna Bar Ab. Rav Huna Bar Ab sent the following telegram. Hamoicha Sada Le'ishtoi. If somebody sells a field to his wife, Kansa, she's Kaina, Uba Loichel Peres. And not just that, the husband gets to eat the pears. So, two things. Number one, Hamoicha Sada Le'ishtoi Kansa. What does that mean? You don't say L'Gluyezuzehu Dabai, which is exactly what Rav Nachman said. They came out in Beis Medrash. Very good. But he added to that, and he said, Ubal Oichel Peres. Why? Tap Rashbam to like Gara Minachasim Shanaf Lebi Yerusha. It's like Gara from any other property that she would acquire. It would be Nechsem Alug, at the very least, right? If it's Nechsem Barzal, then it's 100% his. But even if it's Nechsem Alug, he would have a Schus Peres. So therefore, he said two things. Number one, you don't say L'Gluyezuzehu Dabai, Kansa. Number two, Ubal Oichel Peres. But he continued, did Rav Huna Bar Abin, and he said, Brum, however you should know, Rab Abba, for Rab Avo, the Chol Gadoy Le'adar, Amru, B'matona B'kei Shlitnayla, that in the case where somebody sells his field to his wife, the halacha is that he does not get to eat the Peres Nachas Maluk. Because we assume that really, he wanted to give it to her as a maton. If that's the case, then why does it look to everybody like it's a mecher? Why do you write in the shtar it's a mecher? It's kidei liyafas as koicha to give her a yipui koyach against the kuchas that may at some point come and bala malva, somebody may come and take it away from her. So like this, she's going to have some sort of yipui koyach. L'may nafkemina? The nafkemina, what the Rab Abba, Rab Avo, and all the gedolei hador were coming to say was that in this case, the husband will not be able to eat the peres nachas maluk. And this is based on the following halacha. If a husband sells something to his wife, he gets to eat the peres nachas maluk. But if he gives her a matana, he does not get to eat the peres nachas maluk. So we assume that what he really meant to do was give her a matana. Being that he meant to give her a matana, he's not going to get the peres nachas maluk. Now you can ask the question, if it was a mechira or a matana, should be very evident, right? Was there money that traded hands? So if money traded hands, then it sounds like a mechira. If there's no money that traded hands, it's a matana. So you have to say, it's talking about there was no money that traded hands. As far as we know, the money didn't happen yet, right? It's being purchased on a loan. Meaning, in Dina de Malchusa, you usually expect in a mechira for there to be money trading hands, or at the very least a note that represents money that at some point is going to trade hands. But in the world of kinyanim, lav dafka money is trading hands. Mois is not even koinos. So it's talking about where we didn't see any money. It's state mechira. Thus, you assume that it was a mechira. Kamash one, that it wasn't really mechira. It's a matana, you're just wording it and you're documenting it as a mechira just to give the woman certain yipui koyach. Either way, freit the Gemara kasha. Meisavei. So this kasha that the Gemara is about to ask is really the same kasha that the Gemara asked in the previous Gemara. So in the previous Gemara, Rav Nachman said that in Beis Medrash we came out that if somebody sells a field to his wife, here it was Rav Huna Bar Abin who said it. Meaning, we don't say L'Gluyezuzehu Dabai. What was the Gemara's kasha when Rav Nachman said it L'Chatchila? From the case where the man borrowed money from his wife. It's going to be the identical kasha. Lova mino eved eshechiroi, mino ishna v'gerusha in law of klo, my time b'lam b'shem de amrinon, L'Gluyezuzehu Dabai. Oh, so you see mefurish that even though the husband borrowed money, so you think for sure he's a loiva, it's not considered a regular hava. Must be because it's a svar of L'Gluyezuzehu Dabai. The Gemara says, no, shani hasam le'lishavi inish eved loiva l'shma, the same exact terrors. Really, there is a svar of L'Gluyezuzehu Dabai, but it doesn't work work in and of itself. But Siruf, the fact that there's an umdana that a person doesn't want to be alive yet, then you can say, but if you don't have that Siruf, there it's not going to work. More on this note. If somebody sells a field to his wife, she's koinet, and the husband eats the peiris. This was literally word for word what Rav Huna bar Abin had said. Rav Elazar Amar, Rav Elazar said, "B'matan, I'm sorry, konsa deina bal oichel peiris." If a man gives a field to his wife as a matana, again she's koinet, deina bal oichel peiris, and the husband does not get to eat the peiris. Rav Elazar said, "Echazev echazev konsa deina bal oichel peiris." That doesn't matter if it was a mechira or if it was a matana. In either case, she's koinet, and the bal doesn't get to eat the peiris. Who had said that? Rab Abba, Rab Avo, and Kol Gadai Le'adar in the previous Gemara. So that machloikis that we had is playing itself out here again. Okay, what's the machloikis? If a husband sells a field to his wife, does he get to eat the peiris nechsa maluga not? For sure, konsa. We don't say l'glu yezuzu hu dabai. But at the same time, a shay l'da, whether he eats the peiris and doesn't eat the peiris. So the Gemara says, Abed Rav Chizda uvda ki Rabba Laza. Rav Chizda once did an uvda. He paskin the halacha l'maisa like Rabba Laza. That said what? Echad zeh ve'echad zeh konsa v'ein abal oichel peiris. That if a husband sells something to his wife, he doesn't get the peiris nechsa maluga. Amalei Rab. So Rav, as in the Amir Rav, he had an enokal Rav Rabban Ukva, and he had an enokal Rabban Nechemya. So they both told Rav Chizda, they shavik ma Ravravi, the Ovid Kizutri. He says, you're going like the Ravravi, or you're not going like the Ravravi, and instead you're going like the Zutri. In other words, it was machlokes Rav and Rabba Lazar. When the husband sells to his wife, does he maintain the schus achilas peiris or not? Rav said, he does. Rav Lazar said, he does not. Rav Chizda paskin like Rabba Lazar, not like Rav. So he said, why are you going like Rav Chizda the Zutri and not like Rav, who's the Ravravi? Now, they weren't just sticking up for Rav, the Ravravi. It was the Zeda, right? These are the Enoklach of the Zedas. And he said, why are you not going like Rav? Amar lohu. So Rav Chizda told them, ano nami k'Ravravi avdi. Although in this machloik is Rav and Rabba Lazar, it looks like I picked the Zutri and not the Ravravi. But you should know, my Psak Halacha is actually in line with a Ravravi as well. Because Ravin said the name Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Rav Ravi on all accounts. Echadze ve'echadze konsa ve'ein habal oichel peiros. So if Rabbi Yochanan said it, then it's certainly a Rav Ravi, meaning it's true. In this machlik is Rav Rabba Lazar. Maybe I hear what you're saying. Oh, but Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that's already a whole different sugi. By the way, when there's a machlik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we even paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Ki yadua. But the bottom line is, he said, that's why I paskin the way I paskin. Amar Rav. So as a postscript to this whole sugi of the Glule Zuzi Hudabai, he said, Rav, Hilchasa, Hamoichasa de Leishtai. Ready? Loi konsa, yinat koina, va ba loichel peiros, but the ba was loichel peiros. Bimatana konsa, if you give a gift, konsa, vein about loichel peiros, the baal's not loichel peiros. So the matana konsa, vein about loichel peiros is easy, right? Everybody, all the gedolei liadar, all the rabravis and the zutris, everybody agreed with that. That was never a debate. The first line is very problematic. Hamoichasad leishtoi loi konsa, va baal loichel peiros. Number one, everyone up until this point said, Hamoichasad leishtoi konsa. That's what they came out last night in Beis Medrash. That was the telegram that was sent on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Shaila how it stems with the Mishnah, but the bottom line is there was no question that's what came out. All of a sudden, Rava says, HaMoichesod al-Ishnai loy konsa. But the second part is even more shver. V'abal oichel peiros, if the Kenyan's not a Kenyan, so he owns 100% of it. What do you mean, abal oichel peiros? He owns every aspect of it. So the Gemara says, tarti, and the Gemara's kasha tarti is on the second thing. Meaning, you want to hold the glue Zuzi Hudabai? Okay, the Svara was entertained. I mean, it's a chiddush. We have to stop and flag it, but at the same time, No, I hear it. It's fine. Rava's allowed to argue with what came out in the sugya up until this point. Oh, but how could he say that the mechira is not a mechira, and then in the same breath, but you should know, even though the mechira is not a mechira, I still have a schus peiros. Something else says like kasha, kam b'mois t'munim, kam b'mois she'enon t'munim. The chilek is, were these mois t'munim, or were these mois not t'munim? Meaning, what's the svar of l'glue Zuzi Hudabai? He has a suspicion that his wife's hiding money. He's been trying to get her to admit, and he can't do it. So finally, he had this Eitzah. The Eitzah was, I'm going to sell something to you, and you're going to show up for money, and bust it. Like this, I'm going to be able to prove the fact that you really were hiding money. That only works if there was hidden money. What if the money is not Tmunim? then already it's not going to work. So in order to say Legluya Zuzu Vidabai Zakharova, you have to look at the nuance of the case. You can't just come up with a blanket statement, Hamoicher Sada Leishtoi Loikansa. No, you have to make sure that the Mois was Tmunim. But I'm asking that there's a time where if the Mois is not Tmunim, Avada the Kinyan is going to be in effect. So Zakhti Gemara, Loikasha, Kamba Mois Tmunim, Kamba Mois Sheena Tmunim. It's not a stira. On the one end, Rava said, Hilch Samoicher Sada Leishtoi Loikansa. Why Legluya Zuzu Vidabai? But that's only true where the mois tmunim. That's negeya where the mois was not tmunim. Over there, the mecha is going to be a mecha, and that's where this is going to be negeya. Says the Gemara, and there's a precedent for this. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda already said mois tmunim like konsa mois ain't tmunim konsa. Word for word, this halach. So just to wrap up a drop, what we just said, make one observation. And then we're going to get into some rate. So the observation is as follows, and that is that yesterday's daf really discussed very much the svara of a woman who sells something to her husband, where she can claim that even though I sold this to you, I didn't really mean to sell it to you. Today's daf discussed where a man sells something to his wife, where he again can make a very similar argument. He could say that I know I sold it to you and it certainly looks like a mechira, but I never really meant to sell. Now the arguments were not the same argument. The woman who sells to her husband can later claim that I never really meant to sell it to you, it was not a legitimate transaction, based on the svara of Nachas Ruach Osisi Labayli. If a man sells something to his wife, he can later challenge the legitimacy of the transaction based on a svara of Ligluye Zuzehu Dabai. Hatzadah Shav of these two tainas are, I'm saying that even though it certainly looks like there was some transaction that took place, but I didn't really mean it. Her taina to him would be Nachas Ruach Osisi Labayli. His taina to her would be Ligluye Zuzehu Dabai. Both of these halachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. They're both legitimate halachas, and each one has its own Shulchan Aruch. So, for example, although it's true a woman could say Nachas Ruach Sisi Labayli, but we saw it, that's not true for Nechsem Aluk, right? That's the grace of Raya from the Mishnah. By Nechsem Aluk, you don't say that. You don't say by Nechsem Aluk a svara of Nachas Ruach Sisi Labayli. When the husband is the one that's selling it, although he could say Legluya Zuzu Hudabai, but that's only going to be Negeya, for example, if the Mois was Tmunit. If the mois was not tmunim, you're not going to have it. So really, tein l'chacham v'yech gemoit, think of the two individual svaras and see how they're going to apply respectively. But the bottom line is, lo l'ish chazaka b'nichsei ishtoi, v'lo l'ish chazaka b'nichsei baylo. It's a rather simple, innocent line in the world of Cheskes Abatim. But there's major lumdus that emerges from it. Not from the halacha, but from what's meduyik from the halacha. And that was harayo yesh. What happened to Nachas Ruach HaSisi Labayli? What happened to the Glu Yezuzi Hudabai? And it really launched two groisa sugyas, really more ksubastiga sugyas, you would think. But the bottom line is, as it relates to Raid, I think it's kedai to go back to the sugya of Toyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini. We don't have to chazer the sugya because we spent a lot of time on it. But one of the big sugyas in Cheskes Abatim starts on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis and goes all the way to Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. It's known as Rav Huna's Memra of Toyu Vizavin Zvine Zvini. Meaning if somebody is forced to sell something that he really didn't want to sell, Zvine Zvini, the halacha is the mechira is going to be a mechira. Now, the one major caveat that the Gemara said was that it's true, Toyu v'zavin zvine zvini, but Toyu v'yav lehavi matan. So if somebody's forced to sell something, the mechira is a mechira. But if somebody is forced to gift something to somebody, the matana is not going to be a matana. And the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara is, because why is it Toyu v'zavin zvine zvini? The Gemara said, agav unse, gomeru makna. Being that this person is getting money, he's breaking even on the transaction, even though this was not something that he really wanted to do, but we assume that agavunzi gomer makna, that he had the proper gemiras das to ultimately sell this thing he didn't want to sell. But if you are forced to give somebody a matana, you're not getting any money in return. And being that you're not getting money in return, so you don't have the same svar of agav unzi gomeru makna, and being that you don't have the same svar of agav unzi gomeru makna, over there, toyu v'yoiv is loy havi matana. So toyu v'zavin is vine zvini, but toyu v'yohiv, said the Gemara, is loy havi matana. What's the difference? In one case, you're getting the money. In the other case, you are not getting the money. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishos, this is Perek Dalel Halacha Aleph, says, Ein ha'isha miskadeshes elo lirtzoyna. A woman can only be miskadeshes if she agrees to be miskadeshes. V'amekadesh isha bal karcha ena mekudeshes. And if somebody forces a woman to marry him, ena mekudeshes, the kedushin znacha. Stating that, says the Rambam, avol ha'ish she'onsu, ache kidesh bal karcha harezu mekudeshes. If a man was forced to go be mekadesh an isha when he didn't want to, there the kedushin is going to be chal. So the Rambam says that if people force a woman to marry a man, the kedushin zachal. Eino isha miskadeshes elo lertzoin. V'amekadesh isha bal karcha eino mekudeshes. But let's say a man was forced to be mekadesh isha, an isha that he didn't really want to marry. So then the halacha is, the kedushin is going to be chal. Says the Ravid one line. Omer Avram, v'hu sheyoy meroitzani. This that the Rambam says, that if a man is forced to marry a woman that he didn't want to marry, the kedushin's chal, it's only but tonight that he says the magic words roitzani. But if he doesn't say the magic words roitzani, in that case, the halacha is that if he was forced into being mekadesh, the kedushin's not going to be chal. So again, let's get this clear. If a woman is forced into marriage, Eina mikudeshes, because eino isha miskadeshes, says the Rambam elo lirtzoina. But if a man is forced into marriage, harezu mikudeshes. Zok the Ravid for who sheyay meroitzani. It only works if you say roitzani. Now, this idea that if you force a man to be mekadesh an isha, the kedushin should be chal, is based on what? It's based on Rafuna's halacha. It's based on the sugya of tol yuv v'zavin, zvini zvini. And obviously the Rambam held that it's not only true for someone that was forced to sell something that he didn't want to sell, but it's also true for someone that was forced to be mekadesh an isha when he wasn't really interested in being mekadesh the isha. Zok the Ravid, that although it's true, it works, but there's a very important tenai. The tenai is that the man has to say roitzani. And if he doesn't say roitzani, then this halacha is not going to be true. Now, what's the makar that the husband should have to say roitzani? It's also based on the sugya in Cheskes Habatim. Right, the Gemara brought a braisa. If you have a man that has to bring a carbon and he doesn't want to bring the carbon, so we learn from a pasuk, it says, or there's a man that has to give a get and he doesn't want to give the get. So says the Ravid, even though you find this idea that you can sometimes force a person to do something he doesn't want to do, oh, but the lashon of the Gemara is, so here too, and if you don't say roitzani, it's not going to be chal. The Magid Mishnah asks on the Ravid that the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Yud, when he brings the halach of Rav Huna of Toyu Vezavin Zvine Zvini, also doesn't utter a breath, doesn't mention one word about having to say roitzani. And over there, the Ravid was not masig Amr Avram for who sheyoy meroitzani. Why isn't it that in Hilchas Ishos, when the Rambam was discussing a man that was forced to be Mekadosh and Isha, that he didn't want to be Mekadosh, based on the sugi of Toyu of Azav and Zvini, Zvini said the Rambam, Harezu Mekudeshes. The Ravid said, Rambam, you left out a very important part. But in Hilchas Mechira, when the Rambam brought this halacha, there the Ravid didn't insert and comment to the Rambam, Rambam, you left out a very important part. Vushayay Meroitzani. Reb Shach in Avi Ezri, right here, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. And this is a Reb Shach that we spoke out when we learned Daf Mem Ches. It's the same exact shtickle. It's the other part of that shtickle, says. It's Muchach in the Ravid, that the Ravid had no problem with the fact that the Rambam didn't say V'usheyoy meroitzani in Hilchas Mechira. He only had a problem with the fact that the Rambam didn't say V'usheyoy meroitzani in Hilchas Ishos. In other words, even the Ravid who's being masik on the Rambam and feels what happened to roitzani, he's only being masik in Hilchas Ishos by Kedushin Avadi in roitzani Rambam. But in Hilchas Mechira, das artem nish. The question is why. So says Rav Shach, and this is the part that we spoke at already, behektim, that the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof in Hilchas Ekeirish, and brings the halacha that if somebody is obligated to divorce his wife and he doesn't want to give the get, so we can force the person to give the get. Vector, Rambam, I understand. How could you force a person to give a get? At the end of the day, if he doesn't want to give the get, so it's not being done midas. And a get has to be given midas. What's the question? How could you force a person to give a get if he doesn't want to really give the get? And the Rambam says, a shtickle Torah for the ages, the Rambam says that this person is obligated to give a get. Which means that deep down, his rots and pnimi, like the Chassam Sofer said, is to really give the get. Aye, he's kicking and he's screaming that he doesn't want to give the get. Yitzray who should talk for Yalov. And Yitzray's answer right now, he's being forced by his Yitzhara to say that he doesn't want to do something that really he does want to do. So when we force him to give the get, it's not the pshat we're forcing him to do something he doesn't want to do. To the contrary, we're forcing him to do something that he does want to do. We're removing ba'inis, this impediment of him being able to do what his rotz and pnimi really is to do. But either way, ashtikl teira zokta rambam, avada, when a person gives a get, really he means to give a get. So we spoke out, the Reb Shach, and Reb Nochin, B'shem, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and really the Nesivas and Simen Reishay, and the Chem Deshloim and the Tshuva, they all ask on the Rambam, I understand. The Rambam needed a shtickle Torah to explain why if somebody gives a get b'kfir, the get's going to be a get because his rotz and pnimi is really to give a get. Rav Huna said, "Tol yuv is oven zvinei zvinei," because agav unsi gomer amakna. So there's a svar of agav unsi gomer amakna. So why is that svar in of itself not enough? And oh, by the way, by agav unsi gomer amakna, you don't have the Rambam shtickle Torah, and still you see it works. So if you see it works by mekach hamemka without the shtickle, because there's no rotz and pnimi to sell something, like that's something that if you want to do, do. You don't want to do, don't do. That's a voluntary act. So how could the Rambam say a shtickle Torah to explain v'chein at the moitzah b'gitei noshim that shtickle Torah is not true when it comes to mekach hamemker, and still you see toyu v'zav zvini zvini? So if that's the case, you don't need a shtickle Torah. So pasha pshat, what's going on in this Rambam? So the G'dayli Achreinim all said that it's muchach that the Rambam held that the svar of agav unsi gomer amakna in and of itself works for mekach hamemker, but it's not enough as it relates to Hilchas Geirishin. And the reason is based on something that the Rambam himself says right in the beginning of Hilchas Geirishin. The Rambam says, Asara dvarim hein ikra geirishin minat Torah ve'elu hein. And the first thing that the Rambam says is ikra geirishin is shelo yigarish ha'ish ela b'tzaynay. That a man that gives a get has to want to give the get. And if he doesn't want to give the get, the get's not a get. And the Rambam brings the makar. He says, what's the makar? And the Rambam starts listing them. Number one, what was the first thing the Rambam said? Shalei garish ish ala b'tzoyne. Shenemar, it says, v'hoyim lo yisim tzachem be'enov, v'kosav lo seifek krisis v'nasav yadav b'shulcham b'beisai. Im lo yisim tzachem be'enov, melameid she'enem megarish elam b'tzoyne. V'im neskarish shalei b'tzoyne, enem agureshes. Zok the Rambam, that from the fact that the Torah tells a whole story, a whole tale, in terms of why this man divorced his wife, it's a raya that the only time to get is a get is if he really wanted to give her the get. V'hoyim lo yisim tzachem be'enov, he wants to divorce his wife, then the kosla sefer krisis v'nasim yada, the get's going to be a get. But otherwise, the get's not going to be a get. So say the G'dayli Achroinim, it's mavu in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that in addition to the regular din of das that every single transaction requires, when it comes to gerishin, there's another tanai. And that is shlo yigarish ha'ish ela b'tzoynai. And that additional tanai is learned out from a separate pasuk, v'hoyim lo yisim tzachem be'enim, right? Just to speak this out again. Because if the Rambam here in the beginning of Hilchas Geirishin means das, then the Rambam wouldn't need a new makar to tell me that the husband has to have das when he divorces his wife. You can't buy or sell anything without das, right? So obviously you have to have das. The Teretz says the Rambam means a new halacha. And that new halacha is true in Geirishin. That new halacha is not true in Hilchas Kinyanim. What is this halacha? Shelo yigarish ha'ish ela b'tzoynai. Why is this different? Because in Kol HaTorah Kulo, all you need is agav unsi gomer amakna. You have to have das. Over here, you have to have rotzen. In other words, in Kol HaTorah Kulo, in order to effectuate a transaction, you have to have das. In order to effectuate a transaction, when it comes to gerishin, it's not enough that you have das. In addition to das, you also have to have rotzen. What's the difference between das and rotzen? Das is consent. Rotzen is willingness. It's not the same thing. Consent, yes, I'm checking off the box. Begrudgingly, but I'm checking off the box. As opposed to rotzen, which is willingness. It's some level of enthusiasm. Yes, this is something that I want to do. There's a difference between consenting to do something begrudgingly and actually having rotzen and willingness to do it. The Rambam was mechadish in the beginning of Hilchas Geirishin that when you give a get, it's not enough that you consent to the get. You have to have willingness. And it's learned that from a special pasuk. It says, and the G'dayli Achroinim, that's the Pshan in the Rambam. Avada, Rav Huna said, Tol Yuv is Oven Zvinei Zvinei. And for that, all you need to do is check off the box of das. You have to make sure you were gomer das on this transaction. And for that, Rav Huna said, agabunza gomer amaktiv, that's enough to constitute gemiras das. And it's for that reason that in of itself is going to be okay. But in Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam l'shitasoi, who holds that it's not enough, you have das, you also have to have rotzen. So there the Rambam was bothered with a kachno. There the Rambam says, I understand, agabunza gomer amaktiv, but rotzen? There's no way that this is true for Rotzen as well. Elamai, you're going to say Rotzeni? You can stand on your head and say Rotzeni. At the end of the day, if you don't want it, then you don't want it. That's why the Rambam had to say Shtikl Torah. And what was the Rambam Shtikl Torah? The Rambam Shtikl Torah was that your Rotzen Pnimi really is that you want to listen to the Chachamim, and as a result, really, you do want to give a get, and that's how you're going to satisfy your Rotzeni. And we said that the Achreinim say that it's very meduyik in the Rambam. Because in Ilchas Mechira, when the Rambam brings the Halacha of Toyu of Zavin Zvini Zvini, he doesn't say you have to say Roitzani. And in Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam does say you have to say Roitzani. Because in Hilchas Mechira, you don't need Rotzoin. All you need is Das. So what do you have to say Roitzani for? In Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam Lashitosoi holds, you need Rotzin in addition to your Das. Being that you need Rotzin, so then you would have to say Roitzani. And the whole Shtikl Torah, Perek Vez Alochachov, is coming to be Miyashiv. You said Roitzani, but let's be honest, you didn't mean it. Kamash Malon, the Rambam Shtikl Torah. But it's Mavur. Coming back to Reb Shach, said Maron, that there's a fundamental difference between what level of consent you have to have for a transaction of mekach u'memker nature, and what level of consent you have to have for a get. For a regular transaction, all you have to have is das. For a get, you have to have rotzen. So said Reb Shach, what would be the halacha by kedushin? Kedushin, or isha nikdis. You learn in Masechtas Kedushin. In order to be party to a marriage transaction, would it be sufficient to have das, or would you have to have rotzen? So it says Reb Shach, l'fum riata, you would say that if you have to have rotzen by gerushin, you have to have rotzen by Kedushin as well. And the reason is because throughout Masechtas Gittin, throughout Masechtas Kedushin, there's a hekish that compares Kedushin and Gerushin, it's the hekish of the yotz of a hoysa. And if that's the case, said Rav Shach, it's very, very mistaber that in addition to the din das that you have to have by Kedushin, you have to have rotzen as well. And the emes is, Rav Shach said, if you look carefully at the Rambam says in the first, the Rambam says, Eino isha miskadeshes elulir tzoyna. Eino isha miskadeshes elu l'daita. So namal, ritzoyna and daita are interchangeable. But when you're holding in the nuance, it's very, very different. There's a difference between rotzoyn and das. The way all the achreinim learn up the Rambam sheet in the sugi of Toyu v'zavin zvinei zvini. So if the Rambam said, eino isha miskadeshes elu l'ritzoyna, that means what the Rambam saying is that there's a din rotzoyn when it comes to kedushin. Now the Rambam saying, b'negei isha, but l'chari the same is true b'negei the ish. That means it's not enough that you have das, you have to have rotzen as well. So Zok Reb Shach, that's why when the Rambam brought the halacha of Toyu of Ezovin in Hilchis Kedushin, now the Rambam only says a minigay of the ish. Good, that's a separate shmuz. Avalo ishon su, achakidesh bal korchaya rezo mekudeshes, Zok the Raivin om Avram vushayay meroitzani. Frank the Maganishna, why did the Raivin make this comment in Hilchis Ishus? Why did the Raivin not make this comment in Hilchis Mechira when the Rambam brought the halacha Toyu of Ezovin? The Teretz is poshet, lefia now. It's because in Hilchis Mechira all you need is das. So if in Hilchis Mechira all you need is das, so there's no reason to bring it in Hilchis Mechira. Because if there, all you need is the agavunzi gamra makna, you have the agavunzi gamra makna. But when it comes to ishus, there it's not enough that you have das. Here you have to have rotzen as well. If over here you have to have rotzen as well. So here's Zok Deravid, what happened to Roitzani? In other words, the Rambam Lashitosoi, who said that you have to have Roitzani in Hilchas Gerushin. So here too you should have to have Roitzani. Why do you have to have Roitzani in Hilchas Gerushin? It's based on the 10th norm of Gerushin. The first of which is Shlo Yigarish Shalom. If that's the case for Yotzeh v'Hoysa, Zok Reb Shach, Kedushin's going to have to be the same way. Zok the Ravid, Om Avram, Vushayim and Roitzani. Frank the Magamishna, why didn't you say it in Hilchas Mechira? It's Pasha why you didn't say it in Hilchas Mechira. The reason you didn't say it in Hilchas Mechira is because in Hilchas Mechira there is no thing you have to have Roitzani. It's Tafke here that you have to have Roitzani. And that's why the Ravid's comment was, Rambam, what happened to Roitzani? That's the Ravid's Kasha. What happened to Roitzani? And by the way, the Kasha of what happened to Roitzani is a very good Kasha. It's not just Rambam, what happened to Roitzani. I think the kasha is tiefer than that. It's, if you have to say Roitzani, you're going to be stuck. Because The Rambam had to say a shtickle Torah in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof and Hilchas Geirishin, to explain how the Reitzani works. It's based on the Ratzon Pnimi. That Ratzon Pnimi you're not going to have in Hilchas Kedushin. So Kubi, that's an oimek in the Rav, it's Kasha. Vushi Yoyme Reitzani is not just Rambam, how do you forget about Reitzani, right? Add those words. It's if you need Reitzani, that means there's a Din Ratzon, the way Rav Shach is explaining it, and if there's a Din Ratzon, then you're going to have your Kasha in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof and Hilchas Geirishin. Where do you have Ratzon if you were forced into it? And your Teretz was a Shtikl Teira. That Musa Shmuz doesn't work in Kedushin. Right? Because she's not. He's not obligated to marry this woman. So if he's not obligated to marry this woman, I think the Ravitz Kasha, Shach doesn't speak this out, but it's Pasha. Of Ushniyam and Reitzani, he's not just a Kasha. Rambam, you forgot to say the words Reitzani. I think it's a Kasha on the Rambam. It's Bukhari, you should have to say Reitzani. And if you have to say Reitzani, then Reitzani is not going to work. So then your whole Psak Halacha shouldn't be a Halacha. Meaning, not, I agree with you, Halacha Rambam, you should just have to say Reitzani. It's more than that. You should have to say Reitzani, and Avifli, you should have to say Reitzani. The Reitzani shouldn't work because you can have your Kasha and Perek Beis Halacha Chof and Hilchas Geirishin without your Teretz. Beis Hashem, there's going to be a part two to this Reitzani.